Ladies and gentlemen, step right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see our first. When I'm a roadrunner, a honey.
Welcome to the American Adversaries Radio Show, ladies and gentlemen, where, yes, indeed, we are complicit in the hurricane
because of all the hot air we blow around here. That's right, folks. You got us here. We're live in the Relaxing Comfort Studios. No joke. And thanks for tuning in. We really appreciate it. All right, that's right. We are on FM 105.5 and AM 660 The Answer. And don't forget, you can always listen to us on AM660TheAnswer.com, your smart devices, by downloading the free Answer Orlando app, and, of course, on Alexa devices. And my computer is taking its own sweet time tonight, so we're not quite yet up on a Titan Cave Cam, but I do anticipate that happening sometime between now and 7
o'clock. One of these days we will be, right on.
Technology is wonderful.
Isn't it now? It's me and computers have never, ever gotten along together. All
right. Probably Google trying to shut you out.
It might be. It might very well be. All right.
Left-wing's conspiracy.
That's right. Okay, so you already heard a lot of voices, so I'm going to introduce everybody. It is Contest Thursday, and we'll go over the challenge and the prize package here in just a moment. And so get your contest entries ready to go. And, of course, we've got a lot to talk about as well. The storm's brewing, not just in the Atlantic Ocean, but out of Senator Feinstein's office and Florida. And I'll tell you what I mean by all of that. So we got a lot. And by Jimmy Carter is talking about some stuff. Actually, we've been talking about. Matter of fact, there are several instances of things where we talked about it, and all of a sudden it pops up somewhere in the media. All right. And the first one has to do with old Nostradamus. When he was in here Monday, I was giving a little brief update on the Kavanaugh thing, and he predicted the Kavanaugh caper. So we're going to talk about the Kavanaugh caper. That's part of one of the storms brewing. And, of course, we'll give you an update on Florence And we actually have an evacuee right here in the studio with us tonight. So I will start there introducing everybody. Captain Tom Rice is with us. And Tom's been on the show. Skipper's been on the show with us before. It's always great to have you on the show, except under these circumstances. I wish you were here more voluntarily, so to speak, right? Good to see you, though.
Thanks for having me back.
And, of course, his dear friend and sitting next to him is our man about town, Rick Brown.
And how are you doing this evening? Always great to be here on a Thursday.
Absolutely. And across the table, as soon you will be able to see, I hope, is Nick Grounds of the British American Chamber of Commerce.
Good evening, everybody.
Can't mistake that accent, can you? And, of course, the sporting pink, and only real men can wear pink.
That's exactly right.
Union boss himself, chairman of the board, Michael McBath.
What I'm concerned about, did Captain Tom abandon his ship? The storm is here.
No, he sailed it down here.
I know what I was going to say.
Touché.
I am the philosopher, political mad scientist, Christopher Hart. Jeff Sinis is on the bridge. And, of course, the contest and comment line number is 407-774-8255. And while we get a few contestants lined up there, first just want to remind you or just once again give a quick update about the storm. It seems to be coming in a little bit more south than originally had been predicted, but pretty close to where you live there, Captain.
Yeah, we live right next to Atlantic Beach, which is where the Weather Channel has got a lot of its people sitting right now.
Yeah, and you're right there on the ocean front, right?
We're on the Barrier Island.
Yeah. On the Barrier Island.
Yeah. We're on the backside of the Barrier Island.
I see.
Tom, couldn't the water go over the Barrier Island?
It in fact has.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
certain places. Yeah.
In the Cayman Islands, one time we were there, and it went over the island,
in
certain areas. That's right, breached the island.
Right,
wow.
Right.
I think you're smart getting off.
you say this.
There was no question about it.
You said
it's time to go.
You just said this has already happened in some areas of the Barrier Island. You mean with this particular storm?
No, not with this one yet, but okay. Some of the previous storms, like Oregon Inlet is a good example, and places where it got across, and they worry about it eroding to the point where it creates a new channel.
Well, I don't know what it is with the Carolinas and these storms that start with FLO, because it was Floyd went up there and devastated that area of the country. And as we predicted on the show, the storm has weakened, and I must admit I got that prediction from a long-term weather broadcast from a much more reliable source. And it has weakened to a Category 2. It is now beginning, obviously, the winds and the rains are becoming ashore. It looked like the water was pretty choppy. You said we saw one newscaster that was standing a mile from where you live?
Yeah, that's right.
And, I wasn't looking. What were the conditions? How did they look?
Well, the wind was of course, getting up. In fact, they're just showing on the channel there.
Right.
It's a frying pan shoal. But, it's getting to the point where they can barely stand up anymore. And the thing is, you're getting sandblasted at the same time. So I don't know why these guys stand out there just to prove that it's windy.
But, macho.
You know, it makes no sense to me. But
well, it's typical of the media today that the story is no longer presented by the media. The media is part
right,
of the story.
Right, they are the story.
And they intend to be part of the story. And they make themselves part of the story. Well, hopefully your home is going to be okay. I mean, were you able to do any, preparations, board up the windows or anything like that?
Yeah, we've got basically a procedure we go through, putting things away and emptying out refrigerators and stuff.
Is it
like
on
that.
Stilts?
No, not mine.
Not stilts?
No.
But you are on the backside of the island.
I'm on the backside of the island.
We hope.
I hope it's still there when I get home. Yeah.
You know, these things remind me of when I was a kid. You used to see hurricane shutters on houses in Florida all over the place.
That. Right.
And they were held up by a couple of rods, and they went over the top of the window, and it looked like an awning-like thing. And you would simply release the rods and lower the thing down in front of your window, and boom, you're all set to go. And when the storm is over, you simply raise it back up and put the rods in place, and you're all set. And the only problem was it would be so long between storms sometimes, it'd be hard to get those rods loose. But you don't see that very much
no,
here.
No, that's right. That's a rarity.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
Indeed. Most people don't like them. They're ugly, and they have them ripped down, but they were very practical. Here in Florida. Well, once again, we certainly hope that you and all your neighbors, don't suffer a tremendous loss here.
Thank you.
All right. And, of course, we'll keep an eye on then if there are any other particular updates about the storm during the show, we'll certainly let you know. Good day on in the markets. Well, we got to give the challenge.
Yeah,
I'm
let's
sorry.
Get
Where
that challenge
going here?
Out.
This
we
is
got a
Contest
couple
Thursday.
Contestants lined up, and today's a day a lot of fun, great prizes. Our contest today is we're trying to come up with a statue to honor such great Americans as Kaepernick. Oh, yeah, right. And our pathetic new guy that's out there running for office again, Barack Obama.
I thought you'd say George Bush.
So we want to honor these people with creating a statue somewhere and of some style. Now, my statue that I think would best represent these two, because they're sort of peas in a pod, let's take Mount Rushmore and let's put a rear end up there. On the right cheek would be Barack Obama. The left cheek would be Kaepernick, and then there would be a sign above it that says "America's Biggest Donkeys." But substitute a word for donkey.
How would you know which is which?
Right, that's exactly that is true. They can vote on that. Right, but come up right. with your statues, because big prizes tonight.
Now I know you folks can do better than that.
I think that's pretty good.
So anyway, the prize package once again is a great prize package. Starting off with a gift certificate to Tijuana Flats, compliments of Rick Brown right here, and of course always got great things going on at Tijuana Flats, including trivia just about every night of the week. You got four nights of trivia, right?
We have four nights now. Sunday, Monday, Saturday, and Wednesday. And so you pick a location, you can probably find a trivia game going on at some point.
And entertainment Friday and Saturday
nights.
We
have entertainment either a Friday or Saturday night at the Oviedo Lockwood and the Winter Springs location. And right now we're in a big charity drive benefiting children's cancer and breast cancer research. We have a special hot sauce for sale, and some of the proceeds go to those fine organizations. And also, if you make a $2 donation at the counter, you'll get a $5 gift card to come back and use the next time you come in.
Rick, that seems crazy.
So two for five.
$2, and I get $5. I'll be over
yes,
tonight.
Right. You bet. Now, we don't do math too well, but we do support our charities.
You should take the test I took yesterday,
that's right? How long does this go?
This goes until the end of September, I believe.
So September 30th. Which is Sunday this year, I think, right? Yeah, the 28th is on a Friday. So
yeah,
that'll be
right. Yeah.
Okay, so September 30th, if you between now and then, if you go to the Tijuana Flats, is this all Tijuana Flats?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Any Tijuana Flat, contribute $2 at the counter. They'll know what it's for. You'll get a $5 gift certificate for the next time you come back.
Yes.
All right, great deal. All right, so that's what we start with. And then you get a gift certificate to Cafe Positano, the finest Italian restaurant in all of Central Florida. And that's compliments of Jerry and Janice Shepherd at Jerry's Mercedes-Benz. That's jerrysmb.com. And, of course, if you have BMW, they can take great care of that as well. And they tricked out old Rick's RV here. And
They did. They did a great job redoing my suspension. Well, not redoing it, but augmenting my suspension so I didn't
that's right.
rock and roll every time I went over a curb.
So if you hear the boom, 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 you're looking around. It's an RV. That's Rick Brown. All right, and of course,
the hydraulics are ordered.
There you go. And you'll get a session at Chill Cryosauna where they do so much more than a cryotherapy chamber now. And you can go to chillcryosauna.com, check all that out, and you can customize what you want them to have do for you over
there. Keep in mind, it's only 3 minutes
in the chamber.
And you feel like magic
in the chamber.
That's exactly right.
Or if you'd prefer, they can do the localized thing for you over there. So they can work with you. That's chillcryosauna.com. You'll get the Larger Than Life Constitution, compliments of Dino Rento Studios. That's dinorentostudios.com. And by the way, if you're really enamored with your idea tonight, they can make it for you over there. How about that, Mike?
I'd say that's very good.
They can make your representation.
Or maybe Mount Rushmore, and then I'll have those two little cheeks up there.
We want to give them a little more complicated than that, all right?
We'll see what type of entries we have.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say we should talk to Dino and see what it would cost to do something like that. And that could be a prize for a future contest. The winner will get their idea made into a
that would be
statue.
Cute. It needs to be something like this, a statue or something.
All right, well, that's not
maybe we can
tonight.
Find a sponsor
but
for Dino
tonight.
To do
they,
that.
They, maybe, but they can do it over there because they can do the simplest to the most complex. And also, you'll get a pillow from Relax and Comfort, one of those great memory foam pillows over there. We all have them. We love them. And that will be waiting for you over there as well. Great prize package, and that's to the winner tonight. Okay, so let's get in a couple of contest entries. We'll take a break, come back. We'll get into some market news today. Also, the Kavanaugh caper, which was predicted by our very own Nostradamus on Monday night's show. If you don't believe me, you can go back and hear it for yourself. And we're also going to talk about the Florida storm brewing, which we also predicted, sort of, anyway.
Oh, yeah.
And so we'll talk about that as well. Got a lot to do tonight, including pick our winner. So let's start with Marvin. You're up first, my friend. How you doing tonight?
Well, I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
All right, Marvin.
Excellent, Marvin.
Okay. I want to resurrect something back, you know, the old show Laugh-In back in the 60s.
Right.
Sure.
And they had the Fickle Finger of Fate Award.
Yeah, that's
right. Pretty good. That's good, Marvin.
Okay, just supersize that into a statue.
Got it.
The one for Kaepernick put a big fro on top of the finger.
Okay. For Cap with a fro?
And then put the statue at all of the Nike displays in all the retail stores.
Oh, is that funny? Yeah,
oh,
put him
I
in the Nike display. That's terrific,
it.
Marvin.
All right.
And then with Obama, take the same statue.
Right.
Only
instead
of putting a fro on the top of the finger, put two ears, big ears, on the side of the finger.
Like Mickey Mouse, right?
Right, gosh. Okay.
Yep.
Then since he mentioned Washington in his speech recently, put that near the Washington Monument and make it to rival the size of it so everybody can see it with his name on it.
Boy, is that funny. That is a great entry. Start it off, Marvin.
Fickle Finger of Fate with Barack's ears.
Remember the Fickle Finger of Fate. Wow. Very good statues, buddy.
All right. And remember, Dino Rentos can make it.
I know. I mean, that is terrific.
Excellent.
Dino, are you listening?
Excellent way to kick us off, Marvin. Thank you so much.
All right. Y'all take care now.
All right. We're going to get John in, then we'll take that break. And the line, we got a couple of lines open at 407-774-8255. John, how you doing tonight?
Guys, if I was doing any better, I'd probably be doing something illegal nowadays.
That's about the size of it, isn't it?
It seems to be that way.
Yeah.
Well, what I'd have is I'd have two 42-inch by 36-inch, one 7'6" and one 8-inch plexiglass, just rectangles. Put together. One at the bottom on the pedestal, I'd say, what Colin Kaepernick has done for the NFL and unity. And you'd look inside and see nothing.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
And then same thing for Barack Obama. And say what he did to help black people. The African-American race,
right?
While his tenure in office, absolutely nothing. There'd be nothing in there.
For blacks, yeah.
And I'd have them, if I had the money, I'd have them erected on every liberal campus in America.
Great idea.
John, that is a great idea. That's terrific, too.
Empty boxes, empty suits.
Yep.
Indeed. Excellent, John. Golly. Yeah,
good job, John. Boy, this is a strong start.
It's going to be
unbelievable.
Already hard to judge this. Hey, thank you, my friend. God bless you, man.
You bet, my guys.
All right. Excellent. Excellent. Both of them put a lot of thought into this, too.
No, I like them. I fickle finger and, oh, boy.
All right. We'll take a break. When we come back on the other side, by the way, I have an idea for one.
Oh, forget it.
All right.
There we go.
We'll come back on the other side. We'll take some more contest entries, and we'll get into some business here as well.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Hey, Central Florida, Dave Ramsey here. When you need advice on your taxes and want to work with someone who has the heart of a teacher, you need to see Larry Herring, CPA. He's one of our tax-endorsed local providers, and he's ready to talk with you about all your income tax needs. Larry Herring will help you manage your taxes just like any other expense. Take it from me, Larry is your guy. 407-647-7777 or at herringcpa.com.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Feel like you're on that crazy train every time you turn on and watch some of the network news. I bet you do.
Oof.
All right, thanks for tuning in to the American Adversaries, where we ease you off of that there thing. Got, once again, tremendous economic news going on out there. Now, this statistic that came out yesterday, which I do believe is the market is feeling this. Mm-hmm. Mark can say it in a minute here. Of the middle class median income now over $61,000 a year.
$61,372.
The highest ever.
Right.
And this is what everybody was always complaining about, that the middle class was being left behind and all of this stuff, remember?
Right.
And it was Barack Obama who promised all this stuff for the middle class. And it's actually Donald Trump who's delivering.
Right. And the other thing about it too, Chris, is, I mean, this is really what any country wants, is to have the highest level of living possible for its citizens.
Yeah.
And this is what Donald Trump has created for us all. But again, the day it was reflected, the market was up another 147 points today. So for all you waiting to get into market, you're still going to have a long wait. We closed at 26,146. One of the reasons that really propelled the market today was the Chinese seem to indicate that they're ready to go into discussions again on tariffs. The other aspect that came out today, which I think we all knew was coming, is on September 26th, they're probably going to raise rates from 1.75 to 2 and 2.25. But what's interesting for the American people who were retired, probably by the end of the month, you'll be able to buy a 2-year treasury at 3%. Now, that becomes a competitive item. You know what I mean? Even to the stock market, as that treasury goes higher and higher. So we have never had anything like that. When you go back just 2 years ago, your treasuries were like 0.30, things of that nature. So the older people can now convert some of their money into a lock setup with pretty reasonable yields. But that's coming around the corner here. But, you know, it was a great day again. And, you know, it seems like every day you get up, you get excited about what's taking place. Everybody's 401k looks better. Everybody's pension plan. We all got to be excited about what's taking place and vote Republican in November.
I tell you, because you wouldn't know it.
Because you wouldn't be saying this, I'll assure you that.
Unless you listen to shows like this and others like us, you wouldn't know any of this stuff, because they're not going to tell you any of this. It may be in brief passing at the most will they mention this stuff in the network news, and they're not talking about it at all on MSNBC or CNN. And they're too caught up in all the scandal-ridden stuff. And the latest is the Kavanaugh caper. Now, Nostradamus predicted this on our show Monday night. I was doing a little review of the Kavanaugh hearings and saying that it'd be about a week or so, and it is now scheduled for next week that the committee will vote, and then it'll go to the floor for a floor vote. And all of that is happening, and Nostradamus said, yeah, unless they give him the Clarence Thomas treatment. And the Clarence Thomas treatment, of course, was to have some woman come forward and make some allegations. And something very similar to that has happened, and I say very similar because an anonymous source has written a letter to a congresswoman in California who passed the letter along to Senator Dianne Feinstein. And then Senator Dianne Feinstein has turned the anonymous letter over to the federal authorities. In other words, the FBI. Here we go again.
I love that. The federal authorities.
Yeah. To investigate. Allegedly, the accuser, once again, who is anonymous, And this goes to my entry into, mm-hmm. I'll get to that here in a minute, but Anonymous, who's all over the place.
Right.
You know, when I was a kid, one of my buddies, they had a funny saying at their house that when one of the kids broke something and they didn't want to admit to it, they'd say, Yehudi did it.
Mm-hmm.
So we have our own Yehudi, and it's called Anonymous.
Right.
So whenever we want to attribute something to someone, we just call up an Anonymous, right? So Anonymous Source has presented this accusation that during high school years, because Kavanaugh went to an all-boys school, unless it's a male accuser, mm-hmm. we don't know, has accused him of taking liberties of some fashion. We do not know what, where, why, when, or how, but we do know that it is a last-minute desperate attempt by the Democrats, because of course DiFi says, well, now we just have to delay the vote.
Oh, great. Now, do you think the American public who
this
really
is a guy who's,
would believe
who's
any
been
of this?
Under the security microscope all his professional life. This is ridiculous. We'll be right back with Randy Ross on where he was last night.
Oh, yeah.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. As Hurricane Florence begins to batter North Carolina, the state's governor has asked President Trump for another federal disaster declaration beyond what the president declared earlier this week. Governor Roy Cooper requested the added disaster declaration Thursday because he anticipates what his office calls historic major damage across the state from the hurricane. Senator Dianne Feinstein says she has notified federal investigators about alleged information she received concerning Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. She says the person, quote, strongly requested confidentiality, declined to come forward or press the matter further, and I have honored that decision. Feinstein, who's on the Senate Judiciary Committee, which just finished confirmation hearings for Kavanaugh, says she's referred the matter to federal investigative authorities. On Wall Street, the Dow by 147 points. More on these stories at srnnews.com.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepard, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
Here comes Johnny B. Bad, and you don't want to make it mad.
Hello, this is Buck Merrill, former WCW World Television Champion, Johnny B. Bad. It's a good day to be a bad man, but it's even a better day to listen to the American Adversaries. And you better listen, don't let me come and get you, because it's going to be a blessing to teach you a lesson.
Don't mess with Johnny B. Bad.
Yeah.
sitting out here.
All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. All right, you're not going to believe what has happened in the studio here. All right, but you can go to our Facebook page, AmericanAdversaries.com. We are now up on the Titan Cave Cam, and you can see what's going on in the studio right here. All right, first of all, it is Contest Thursday. Got a big one going on tonight. Come up with a monument for Barack Obama and or Colin Kaepernick, or if you'd rather have your own person, place, or thing, and why that monument and how the monument would look. All right, that is the challenge tonight. The judges are myself, Christopher Hart. We got Captain Tom Rice here, and he has had to evacuate from the Barrier Islands up there, and of course, watching the storm from down here, along with his dear friend Rick Brown. And then Nick Grounds has stepped out of the studio for a moment because we now have in the studio with us Wayne Liebnitsky, and he's got some great news. We'll get to that here in just a minute. Wayne, of course, is running for U.S. House down there in District 9, which is a part, that's the southern end of our listening area. And that, of course, was Mike McBath. And Jeff's on the bridge, 407-774-8255 is the number to get in on the contest line. But right now, I want to go to the phones because we have our own Randy Ross, Trump 2020 Club, and normally he's in with us on Tuesdays, but we missed him Tuesday. And why, where, and what were you doing, Randy?
Oh, my gosh. You know, it's so exciting to be with you guys, Chris and Mike. I miss you guys. I'm sorry I wasn't there Tuesday night. To all your guests. So, listen, what an amazing opportunity I had, along with our vice chairman, Lila McKee. We actually were guests of the President of the United States yesterday, all day with the RNC, and then last night, guest of the president at a private dinner. I got to tell you, every time I go to one of these events, I always think it's the next, that's it. We've done all we can do. If we never do another thing for the president, that's over. And then, you know, you get a guest opportunity like this, and it was just simply amazing. I mean, everybody from the owner of the White Sox to a very small, intimate group, part of the president's club. And it was just really humbling. You know, I was so, you know, so close to the president, and it was great to hear him read off his list of accomplishments. And the funny part about it is he said, you know, I have another two pages that I could read to you. But if people don't get out and vote, nothing we've accomplished in 2 years is going to matter. And that's kind of my message tonight. I can talk to you about how beautiful the Trump Hotel is in Washington, D.C., and what a wonderful experience it was to be that close to the president again and to be around surrounded by so many like-minded people. But even as the chairman of the RNC spoke about, we need to embrace independents. We need to embrace Democrats that supported our president and that can vote for Republicans in this upcoming election and remind them that the Republican platform is far more suitable and reflects what's happening right now in America and what we can do to keep this momentum going strong. You know, if you don't like the president's personality, just put the personality aside and look at the results of what's happening in America right now. And we can bring that down to a local level, whether we're talking about, you know, Governor Scott running for Senate, or we're talking about Ron DeSantis running for governor, even your guest in the studio, Wayne Blavinsky, who's running for Congress, Mike Miller, who's running for Congress, even all the way down to the folks that are running for county commission. We've got to really be a powerhouse of information right now. So really what I'm bringing back, I think, to Orange County today, having, you know, represented one, we were one of the only couple folks that were actually there from Florida, is that, you know, we can do this together, but we have to come together and do it. When I look at the polls of what's happening in some of these races, and listen, I don't pay a lot of attention to polls, otherwise I would have never believed our president could win, but we do have to get out there and get busy. And Chris, I can't tell you. I mean, it's an emotional experience to be that close to the president, and he did just a great job, and it was just amazing to have the honor of being in his presence.
Yeah, well, if you go to our Facebook page and you'll see Wayne Liebnitsky's shirt, you'll see the color of his shirt. That's what I'm feeling right now in envy. I'm green with envy. And because now, were you part? Now, I know the president also presented a Medal of Honor yesterday or yesterday evening. Were you a part of that?
That was during the day.
Okay.
That was during the day. You know, during the day we were with the RNC. You know, one of the things that I really
plotting strategy, I take it.
Yeah, what we're really working towards right now is to really start aligning ourselves with a national mission with the RNC and bringing that back to a local level. And I think that's what has to happen. We stop all this Tonya Harding politics, you know, knocking off the people doing all the work at the knee, which we kind of tend to see a lot here in Orange County, and really focusing on what is the bigger picture?
Right.
What do we want to accomplish here? How do we get that done? Even yesterday, the RNC chairman did an eloquent job of saying, you know what, we borrowed everything that Barack Obama did in 2008 at a community level that got people out to vote. That very same initiative is pretty much what President Trump, as you know, applied in 2016. So how do we mobilize that for 2018 and, again, mobilize it for 2020? And, you know, utilizing, you know, there's a gentleman there, he'd raised like $1.8 million, you know, for this particular evening. And, you know, it wasn't a, you know, big, strong, he's not a Mike McBath, you know, small man, but it had a loud voice because I raised over $1.8 million for this event. And I want to remind you, we need to do a better job with millennials. We need to do a better job with our social media. We need to do these things that, ironically, the Democrats do so much better than us that we might have been afraid of doing in the past. And at first, I was kind of like, you know what, this guy, sit down. And then I started really processing it. I was like, you know what, he's spot on. He's exactly right. This is what we need to do if we want to win these types of elections. And so, you know, by the time the president, you know, got up there and spoke, it was really just a wonderful and warm reminder. You know, he did it again. You know, he re-energized my batteries to be able to come back and say, okay, what can we do now to kind of put us back in place where we can make a, you know, take a running leap, if you will, all the way through November and these elections. Because he was exactly right. If we don't win these midterms and they spend all their time on an impeachment process or whatever they do, it does make a daunting future out there possible. So we've got to make sure that the president stays where he is, that we actually make sure we vote for you know, folks like Wayne, people that can actually do what is going to be necessary to take us to that level so that we don't have to be in this fear that we're one or two away from making greatness happen again. And that's really what it comes down to. So wonderful experience. I mean, when they, you know, it was so funny because, you know, they closed off the front entrance of the hotel, and I'm trying to make a picture here so your listeners, our listeners can understand, but you see all, you know, the fire trucks and the ambulances and all these police cars and all these SWAT folks and all these Secret Service folks, you know he's coming. You know he's getting ready to come into the building. So, yeah, it was just, you know, but they did confiscate our phones. This is the first time I've ever been in all the events I've been to. You know, they've never confiscated our phones, but for this particular one, they did. So,
yeah,
it is what it is.
All right. Well, that's a great report, and sounds like it was a great event, and especially because the president is mobilizing the troops,
right.
And that's so very important.
Absolutely.
You know, this is what a real leader in general does, and just so gratified to hear that.
You know, if all those people leave, as enthusiastic as...
Well, I want to tell you what Mike said. I heard Mike...
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Mike, I heard you say when I was on hold that, you know, you got to get out and vote Republican.
You're
that's exactly what the president was saying last night. That's what the chairman of the RNC was saying last night. And I think that's what you've been saying on the show, you know, obviously, Chris, for years. And that's what we have to do. So
That's it. It's our right. It's our obligation. It should be our pleasure.
Yep.
We should take great joy in doing it. And I know I do. And I know you do as well, Randy. Well, thanks again. And we look forward to seeing
you. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, look forward to seeing you on Tuesday.
See Tuesday.
Keep that high, yeah, Randy. You got to be fired up all the way to election because Wayne says he wants you to get him in office now.
Now.
All right, now. Thanks, Randy.
All right, guys.
All right, good night.
All
right, and of course, Randy will be back here for Trump 2020 Club Tuesdays, and that is presented by Sutherland Nissan. Sort of a great transition to you, Wayne, because you're being embraced
by
a group that has not endorsed a Republican, I don't believe, for a while.
No. Last Friday, Miriam Ramirez, she's like the cornerstone of conservatives from Puerto Rico. She's a state senator down there. Been involved in politics for 40 years. She came out and endorsed me wholeheartedly. And she's been on campaign. Everywhere I go and they see her, she says, I can't say his last name, but just I know him as Wayne. And I'm like, well, I'll work with him. I'll go with it, you know? So we went Saturday. We were doing some things and said, are we in the Puerto Rican parade? And I said, you know, no, I don't believe we are. You know, I believe we're being distant from that. Not by me. I'll go. You go. I said, I'll go.
All right.
And 6 o'clock that evening, Saturday, we got in position in the parade, a booth, the whole nine yards. I was the only Republican candidate there, just so you know. But, you know, you go where nobody else wants to go. I got to go out and reach and speak. Well, it was on
Channel 9. They made a big deal. Of course, it was a big deal because Nelson was there. They were all there, and I come up with my little golf cart, and I got a PA system, and you know we're playing ready for this, going down to Puerto Rican Parade, playing a little James Brown, Living in America.
By the way, this was in Kissimmee.
Yeah,
it was in Kissimmee, and so they interviewed me, and they go, "How are you going to embrace the Puerto Ricans?" I said, "You know, everybody thinks that they're Democrat and they vote Democrat." I've been talking to a lot of Puerto Ricans. They're conservatives, and conservative is freedom. So, of course, they're going to come to us. Oh, boy, I caught a little hell over that, but that's okay. I didn't care. But I caught hell from the other party, so I didn't care that.
And well, they're all small businessmen.
They're small businessmen. They got it, and I am all for them. And I told them about, you know, the veterans. I said, you know, the Puerto Rican veterans, they've been fighting. The Buricaneers have been fighting since World War I and fighting and dying for our flag. They're Americans. If they want to be a state, by God, I'm behind them. They deserve it. And then I made a little joke. I said, everybody's got their 50-star flag, so we'll bring them in and we'll throw California out. We get to keep our flag.
That's right. There you go. I like that.
It's a trade, right?
It is. It is. It's funny. But I got to tell you, things are doing good. The Puerto Rican delegation had called me Tuesday. This all happened now. Monday, Tuesday, it's taking off. They're endorsing me over Darren Soto. He said, "You've been talking about statehood and about Puerto Rican for a long time." I said, "Well, of course." I said, "You know, my opponent, whether he needs to study a little bit, maybe get his accent down a little better, you know, but I'm your man." And they're going to endorse. They came out to endorse me. It should come out at the end of this week.
Have any of the Hispanic radio stations or media in the area contacted you?
I've been on several. Matter of fact, I'm leaving here shortly. As you know, I'm running late. I've got to run down to another one at 7 o'clock. Big podcast going on, and they're broadcasting it out to the island along with other. It's a bilingual.
All right. Well, let's just go ahead and keep you here for a few minutes long in this segment. Once again, how can people help you out? It's Wayne for
U.S. Congress, please, by all means, because right now George Soros jumped in my opponent's race.
Disgusting.
Now, a lot of people think, well, he's got all this money. He's a traitor to his own people during World War II. I think we need to get that out there.
That's right.
So why is a traitor giving money to other, you know, you give money to like people, right? By the way, I'll hit you up for a donation after the show. So is Darren a traitor to his own people? I'm not going to say that, but I just did, didn't I? Well, we're on the radio. We can't take it back, right? No do-over. But the fact is, George Soros is a bad dude. I don't know him, but, Germany, turning your old people in.
He never apologized for that either. No. They asked him to, and he said, "I will never apologize for that."
And as a matter of fact, he also, for a number of years anyway, bragged about how he brought down the Bank of England and made himself rich.
I know, the Bank of England he brought down. What a great guy.
Let's make a statue of him.
He should be in the contest, a George Soros statue.
All right. And by the way,
fickle finger.
And by the way, the contest lines are open. Yeah. Give us a call, 407-774-8255.
And the Trumpster is going to be here now for a long time, isn't he?
Well, by the way, that's right. What he means is he brought President Trump, or at least a likeness of him, into the studio with us tonight. So you can go to our Titan Cave Cam on American Adversaries Facebook page, and you'll see Trump smiling at a rendition of Trump.
And he's very well dressed too, Wayne.
That's right.
Yeah, he is. Did you notice the volunteer he's got on his pocket?
He's working for you.
He's working for me.
I love it.
Wayne Liebnitsky. And by the way, as we spoke with Mike Miller the other night, you don't have to live in the district to be able to contribute either as a volunteer or especially making monetary donations, because he is up against Soros money.
And by the way, opened up the RNC. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but the RPOF, there's so many things that happen. I can't keep up with it. POF called me right after that other phone call about the endorsement and said, "Wayne, we're opening up an office for you in St. Cloud, the RPOF.
That's exciting.
So I had to go up there and get a key. Talk about being pumped up. I'm exhausted. Is it Saturday yet or what?
That's RIP, true to your school.
So that's good that the Republican Party of Florida is backing you, which means that the Republican Party, the National Republican Party, is taking note of this. And as I've said on the show before, that Florida is not just the battleground, for Florida politics, it's a battleground for national politics.
It is.
I've already seen, since the primary was over, a lot of focus being shown on Florida, the gubernatorial race, the Senate race. You're going to see these House races. They're going to jump in the news, I guarantee you.
There is three races that the delegation is supporting, mine, Miller's, and one other, and I can't remember because I know Mike.
Right.
And I go, mine? He goes, we think yours is so important. Yours is the key to everything. I'm like,
well, that's,
let me get your phone number. I'm going to share that, you know?
You know, you and Mike are literally on the cutting edge. You're on the battle line. You're on the front line.
It's the I-4 corridor. That's what took it. That's what took it.
It's the I-4 corridor, and it's the demographics.
Yes.
Okay? Because your demographic is heavily Hispanic.
Yeah, I'm half Hispanic, for God's sake.
And heavily conservative. And with Mike's, it's heavily conservative and heavily millennial and liberal.
Yes.
And so these are great test markets. And we just got to get out and support these fellas and win these elections. And believe you me, it'll be the election shot heard around the world because people are watching and these are such great test cases. And you're right there in the middle of it.
We're practically at 100% employment. I mean, I know we're at 3.9 or 3.6 unemployment, but margin of error, that sort of. I mean, this is incredible. I was talking to, I was on another radio or a TV show, and we were talking about when I first got my first house, my wife and I, it was like 11 and three quarter arm mortgage, you go up to 15 and down to, good God, could you imagine? We're at what, 3-4% right now?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know, because they were talking about affordability, housing affordability. So we chatted about that a little bit and why. And you know, I said, jobs. We need jobs. We need technology here because then rates will go up and you'll be able to buy your own house. You'll be able to afford, put food on a table. And really, that's what, you know, an empty belly is a pretty good reason to be a conservative. I got to tell you that. Mm-hmm. Switch over.
The other fact, I mean, they need you because we all want to maintain where we are and get better. In other words, do we want to go backwards?
No, they're going to.
Are we crazy?
They are advocating.
Yeah, I know.
They're advocating reverse tax cuts. That means raise your taxes.
Yeah.
You know,
indeed.
And they go, well, it's you got to pay taxes. I said, you know, you got to pay taxes and you got to do the dishes. I don't like doing dishes. I don't like paying taxes. So, So how do you pay less taxes? You dirty less dishes, right? Mm-hmm. So you spend less money. But we're at a point right now, they're doing great. They're talking about all this tax cuts and how it's the debt. You know, infrastructure. I tell everybody, pick up a book about macroeconomics. Right. Study it a little bit. You may not like it. It's boring. It was boring when I read it in college. But you know what? It comes back. Like calculus. I still haven't figured out why I needed to learn calculus. Other than my daughters call me, Dad, I need your help. And they're in college.
Oh, yeah, good.
Oh, yeah,
right.
Let me brush off. Let me dust that thing off. But, you know, it is. It's so exciting. Sorry if I'm sounding too excited.
I love these people that are so pumped up about this.
Well,
it shows that you're a true believer.
You go where, you know, and that's what I'm asking Republicans and conservatives. Go where you're not welcome. And make yourself welcome there. You know, let people know that we have an ear, we have a voice, and we understand. You know, obstruction, raising taxes, it's not the way to go.
Right.
Why would you reverse something that's been so successful? The economy's at, what, 4.1 right now GDP? Do they understand what 1 point of GDP means?
4.2, but who's counting?
Oh, okay, 4.2. My, you know, I'm so excited. You know, it'll be 5.0 by the end of the week.
Jeez.
No, I'm kidding.
You can have Hawaii 5.0. How about a GDP 5.0?
There you
go.
That's nothing. All but is it 1 point? What did they say, 2 million jobs or 3 million jobs per point?
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's another aspect of the economy that's going on right now that not too many people are paying attention to, and that is the number of people that were outside that are coming back into the job market.
Oh, yeah.
Correct.
That aren't even counted.
Yeah, there's a lot that don't. You know, after a while, you just don't, you can't qualify for unemployment or whatever. So you're doing things that maybe you're cutting grass that you know, it's a cash business and stuff like that. Now, all of a sudden, it's a little hot out. Let's get an air-conditioned job. Let's go inside. Let's use my skills because the skills are coming back. Cape Canaveral's coming back. There's businesses out there. I do work out there. There's a lot of construction going on. Now, it's not as populous as it was back in the, you know, 90s. I mean, it was pumped up. They were shooting those rockets out left and right. A lot of employees out there. Empty place. It's starting. There's new building going on out there a lot. And it takes a while to build some of the infrastructure they're putting out there. It's going to be exciting in the next year or two. It really is.
Those millennials out there, the job offers that are now coming through college seniors, we've never seen anything
absolutely
like this for a couple decades. They're getting 2, 3, 4 job offers. And why? Because of people like yourself who
competition.
Support that type of
competition.
Economy.
Competition. Okay. Don't shed competition. You got to bring it out. Because guess what? If I'm paying you $15 an hour and you're doing a good job and you're going to go across the street for $17, you might get $18 out of me.
Yeah, so they'll be raised, don't you think so?
That's natural. That's the way. But that's the way it should do. Let the government stay. You know, here's another saying that I've said before. I'm sorry if I'm taking too much time here. But, you know, a government that gets so big to give you free stuff, you know, they get so big, they can take it away very easily.
That's right.
Shrink the government.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the government's so big to give you something, give you anything, is big enough to take everything from you. All right, that's Wayne Liebnitzky, District 9, but anybody can help him between now and voting time. But when voting time comes, you folks in District 9, and that's southeast part of Orange County, Osceola County, and then into Polk County.
East Polk County, East Orange, and all of Osceola. Yeah. Get out and vote. By God. You've got to vote.
And please support him financially as volunteer in any way that you can. And once again, just please tell your friends and families, if they live in that district, to please support Wayne. And that's Wayne Liebnitzky, and that's WayneForUSCongress.com. WayneForUSCongress.com. And he's going to leave his Trump man here. But
the Trumpster is here to stay.
I know. This is beautiful, Wayne.
And Wayne, sorry, Wayne, my wife is trying to get it out of the living room.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's why you jumped it off on us.
It's like the, with the, okay, anyway, you'll be back with us next week.
Yeah, I'll come back next week. All see, right. I got to run. But thank you guys. It's been great.
Hey, right. Congratulations, too, on that endorsement. That's terrific.
It is. It's fantastic. Thank you very much. Right. Guys, take care.
All right, folks, this is a fight, and it's a fight we can win. All right? And let's do it. Let's get it done. All right, let's take a break and come back. And
we got to get some good entries here. Those statues, we need to put them up and to dedicate it to Kaepernick and our good friend Barack Obama.
Get one of those.
Yeah, you're going to imagine the statues we're going to build.
And then turn the statue around. Are we on the
radio? We'll be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Do you suffer from back pain? Have trouble sleeping? Do you ever wish you could get a truly great night's sleep or have your own massage on demand? For 51 years, Relax and Comfort has helped people sit, sleep, and feel better every day. See why ABC, CBS, and Fox are talking about the new X10 bed. It's the perfect marriage of a Sleep Number bed and a Tempur-Pedic bed. Its cool gel memory foam comfort layers are totally adjustable from ultra soft to ultra firm for each side. Add a zero gravity base and you'll have hundreds of healthy and relaxing positions for you and your partner. Save thousands over the leading national brands. With the sustainable X10 design, you'll never need to buy another bed. Get the world's best adjustable beds and massage chairs at no interest, 0% financing. That's less than $5 a day to own. Relax in Comfort, family owned and operated over 50 years, has stores in Winter Park, Sanford, Windermere, and the Villages. Learn more. Visit relaxandcomfort.com. Call 321-329-3118. That's 321-329-3118. Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254.
Show, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for tuning in. Yeah, got a hurricane coming ashore up there in the Carolinas. Do we know exactly where the eyewall is supposed to hit, Tom? Do you know exactly where the eyewall is supposed to hit in this hurricane? Do they have that pinpointed yet?
You know, from what they've been showing, it's pretty much right near, you know, that area that's Curie Beach, Carolina Beach, going up towards
Atlantic. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, Atlantic Beach is up a little further around the corner, but it's basically the Wilmington area, that whole side of Cape Fear River and that area, the peninsula, the old Wrightsville Beach.
I know, that's pretty unique, Cape Fear. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
All right. How appropriate.
It's got a special meaning now.
All right. Well, I don't think Brett Kavanaugh has anything to fear, but Dianne Feinstein has evidently produced a letter that she says was passed to her from a California congresswoman, from someone who accuses Kavanaugh of doing something back when they were in high school. Now, the man's 53 years old, so we're talking almost 40 years. And this is just utter nonsense, ridiculous. And it look, if she had had a problem, she had plenty of opportunities, or he or whoever it is, to say or do something about this a long time ago. And now here, and even when he was first nominated, I mean, why wait until the very last minute? And this is the point that the White House has made today. Yeah. And so, of course, the Democrats are doing anything and everything they can to delay. And not just delay Brett Kavanaugh, but to delay President Trump and his agenda at every turn. That is their strategy. That's all they really have. And you can't blame them for doing it. Because in a way, that's their job to represent their people, to try to prevent what their people don't want. And then what their people don't want is Donald Trump to be successful, even though that means that they don't want the United States to be successful. Now, this is, once again, though, it's a two-sided coin. We don't see the same thing. We see it differently. And so they're going to do everything that they can, and they look, they kick, they pinch, they bite, they hit you in the groin, they do whatever it takes to win the battle. Do I blame them for that? No, I expect it of them. But what I expect is that the Republicans, if necessary, to fight just as nasty. And they need to go ahead and vote this guy into the Supreme Court and put him on the court. And nonsense like this needs to be shown that it's disgusting. Not going to work.
Yep. Disgusting to all the right. voting Americans.
It is. Yep. It is just absolutely Oof. Nonsense. But once again, this is the nature of politics.
What would you expect, in all seriousness? What would you expect?
Unfortunately, not much better from the likes of the Democrats. Right. All right. In the meantime, we'll take a break. Look, the contest lines
are
open.
Man, there's some great prizes sitting out here. This is going to be an easy win for somebody.
Statues.
We got to get them in.
All right. We'll go over the challenge when we get back.
News, opinion, passion.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! When I'm a roadrunner, honey.
Welcome to hour number two of the American Adversaries Radio Show on a contest Thursday. And we got one contest line open. We got a couple more contestants up. We'll go over the challenge here in just a moment. Once again, we're live, and you can see us and hear us on our Facebook page. That's American Adversaries on Facebook. And I can't believe we've already gone an hour, and I haven't reminded you. Once again, please go to our brand-new website, AmericanAdversaries.com. And right there on the homepage, you can register for a prize drawing that we're going to be doing.
You'll be announcing the prizes soon, right?
Yep. Where the prize package is actually still growing. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, so you're going to love it. If you like the prize package you get on Thursdays, or you get a chance to get on Thursdays, you're going to love the prize package we're coming up with now, because it's got every bit of everything that we got on Thursday plus. All right. So you'll see what I mean. All right. And okay, that is Mike McBath. I am Christopher Hart. In the studio with us today is Rick Brown, who ponies up part of the prize package. He's got an interesting story out of Boston that we'll get to here. That's just now breaking. Don't know if it's significant in terms of, you know, terrorism or something like that.
What the indications are or
anything. Yeah, we also have his dear friend Captain Tom Rice, who is pretty anxious right now because his house is taking a beating. Literally, it's in the top of the eye wall of the storm, and up there in North Carolina, one of the barrier islands. We also have Nick Grounds of the British American Chamber of Commerce, and Jeff Sinis is on the bridge. 407-774-8255 is the number. The challenge tonight is to come up with a monument statue of sorts for Colin Kaepernick and or Barack Obama.
We want to honor these people for what they've done recently.
John's. John's was a great one. He would have these plexiglass rectangular figures that is assembled such that when you look inside them, for instance, you will see what Colin Kaepernick has done for unity. And when you look inside, you would see nothing.
I love that. That was really original.
For instance, and you would look inside to see what Barack Obama has done for blacks, and you would see?
Nothing. Right.
So, it'll be very similar to looking into Dianne Feinstein's head.
Yeah. You would see nothing.
You just peer through her ears.
We'll go over that Kavanaugh caper here in just a moment. Going to talk about the gubernatorial race here in Florida, because it is getting a lot of attention, national attention, which we predicted right here on this show. We also predicted that what they were going to do to DeSantis is just look at what they do to Trump. They're going to do to DeSantis. And we went down the list. Racist, misogynist, and so they've come up with another one. They started with the racism thing over the monkey comment, right? And so now he's a racist. Now they've come up with another thing that they've tagged President Trump with, that he is supposed, it is a trait of his, I guess you would call it. The anonymous note and the book by Woodward and Amorosa and Michael Wolff will give you a hint as to what they are now trying to tag on DeSantis. Well, I'll go ahead and tell you. He's supposedly incompetent.
You ever listen to him on Fox?
Yeah,
he really sounds incompetent, doesn't he?
No, he's incompetent.
Are you kidding me?
He's incompetent because he had an interview scheduled with, I think it was the Tampa Tribune over there, and might have been the St. Pete Times. Anyway, some newspaper over there on the coast. And his staff called and delayed it and said that he's still fleshing out his platform. So now the accusations are what? He doesn't know what he's doing to be governor of Florida. And this morning they were all over him about the hurricane. Now the man is not even the governor of Florida yet. And he doesn't know what to do in a hurricane. What does he know about a hurricane? I'd sure like to know. Was he even from Florida? What does he know about hurricanes? And he's going to be the governor of Florida? And they had a chance of picking the man who was most capable of being governor of any state. And they chose DeSantis. He's incompetent. He's incapable of doing this. Doesn't it sound familiar? This is the same BS that they're trying to lay on Trump. The whole thing about Woodward's book. And the memo and Amorosa, and he's losing it. He's losing his marbles. He's not capable of doing the job. He's incompetent. This is a guy who has been, how many of these idiots has built a house, much less a skyscraper? Right? How many? And he's the one who's incompetent?
It's such a bad argument. I know.
How many of them actually have had a job?
Yeah. But you go out and talk to people who watch that propaganda, and help us. We're either going to be a World War III, or he's going to ruin the economy. He's incompetent. He doesn't know what he's doing. Give me a break. I mean, this is such nonsense. But we told you. Okay, so now DeSantis is a racist. He's incompetent. It won't be long before there's going to be
a
some.
Woman. There'll be a woman. There'll we talked something. About this a few weeks ago,
yeah,
right?
Of course, of course.
Liar, incompetent,
there.
Women.
Yeah, racist.
Anonymous sources.
Racist.
Yeah, yeah.
There'll be campaign violations.
The interesting thing is these are all false. And imagine if we brought up our list for Gillum.
It's the playbook.
How's the money doing? How'd you oversee the money out in Tallahassee? What would you be doing at
the state? What'd your brother do with all the money he took from the FBI?
Could you answer those questions before we make one stone?
And oh, by the way, Wayne Leibnitz. Wayne Leibnitzky.
That's right.
Wayne Leibnitzky was talking about the Soros money in that race down there with Soto, and because Soros was helping Soto against Alan Grayson.
Right.
And you don't think he's not going to help him against Leibnitzky? Soros money has also gone to Mr. Gillum.
Oh, yeah. In a big way.
And that's exactly right.
And Steyer.
And Steyer, Tom Steyer.
But think about it. The public doesn't really realize that Soros, did work with the Nazi Party. I mean,
he did.
And he never repented. They asked him to repent on what he did to his own people. He said, I will not apologize. All right. How would you associate with him, Chris? Would you associate with him?
Nope.
Not at all. I don't care how much money he has.
If I got close enough to him, I'd take a dagger and... Oh, never mind.
Yeah, come on now. You know? Sound like a real animal, Chris.
You said sword last week, not dagger.
Whoa.
The whole point, though, is that this guy injects money all over the country in all kinds of races. He got Aramis Ayala elected right here in Orange Osceola District Attorney. Yep. You ever hear of Jerry Demings?
Oh, very much so.
Jerry Demings got him some Soros money. Okay, now he probably didn't need it, to be honest with you, because Demings had the name recognition.
He's well-financed.
But you got to wonder, what other race right here in Central Florida right now is spending that Soros money? You got to wonder. All right?
Well, the good thing is, in the last election, Soros lost a lot of money betting on a lot of bad candidates, he's doing now.
It's really disheartening, because as Republicans, we chastise each other and beat up each other for taking money from developers.
Yeah.
Right? And here you got the Democrats taking money from Nazis.
Complete animal.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, how about that? You know, they talk about Trump palling around with Nazis, and yet they'll take that Nazi's money.
Oh, yeah?
A collaborator.
They won't even blink an eye.
Oh, yeah.
Just say, write the check, baby.
You know what? That's amazing. You should. And the next time he has a conference, we should just ask him, hey, could you explain this?
Well, when did you were at a conference where he was at?
Can we see your social calendar?
Meet with George.
All right. Let's get a couple of contest entries in, and then there's some other news I want to get to tonight as well. Did you hear about the Adidas deal?
No.
All right. Well, you're going to hear about it right here tonight. I think you're going to like it, especially considering what happened this past weekend. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Robert and then Janice. Hey, Robert, how you doing tonight, my friend?
How you doing?
Excellent.
All right, Robert.
Good to hear from you.
I have a local idea for this statue, okay?
All right.
We're going to put Colin Kaepernick and Barack Obama statue on either end of the old Wally's liquor store.
Wally's,
That's funny, Wally's, right?
Because it's in my neighborhood.
Right.
Okay. And guess who's taken over that particular building?
Oh, I don't know. Who?
Our old friend John Morgan.
Oh, he did buy that property. Because he used to go in there quite a bit.
Because I was by there, and I read that his name has been attached to that building.
How about that?
He's getting rid of all the liquor except for the wine.
Yeah. So I figured, let's put, because he, he's that kind of guy.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
He wouldn't even have to clean up the F Trump sign on the sidewalk in front of that building.
All right. So Wally's is the location. What are going to be the statues or whatever?
Yeah, just your ordinary wax statues.
All right. All right. Next to Wally's. All right, Robert.
That's good.
You got it.
Okay,
yeah.
Robert.
I have to watch my P's and Q's. I currently do not have a John Morgan lawsuit pending.
You've cleared the board, right?
We've cleared the board. I got to be careful.
I've got to be cool about this, you know?
All right.
I had three at once at one time.
Oh, jeez. Let's go to Janice. Hey, Janice, how you doing tonight?
Hi, guys. How you doing tonight?
All right, Janice.
my statue that we need to erect is a two-faced statue with Barack Obama's face on one side and Kaepernick on the backside. And I think we need to dress them up like the scarecrow from The Wizard of Oz with a sign that said, "If I only had a brain."
Oh, that is bad. Why was that good, Janice?
We are going to erect the statue on the top of the CNN tower because sometimes when you read their stories, you shake your head like, what are they thinking? So top kind of it's all the same, but that would be my idea. They both, if I only had a brain.
I love it.
That was really good. Very good, Janice.
I love it.
Isn't that cute? I mean, I can see that, too. All right. I only had a brain.
All right. Yep. Excellent, Janice. Thank
Great
you
job,
so much.
Janice.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Thanks. We will. All right. So she's in the contest. You can be in the contest, too. The lines are open now at 407-774-8255. If you didn't hear earlier, Dianne Feinstein has sent a letter to the FBI that she reportedly received from a California congresswoman that evidently alleges that Brett Kavanaugh did something to somebody, evidently to this anonymous person, while they were in high or at least high school age, because he went to an all-boys Jesuit high school.
And this person remembers, 35, 40 years ago? They're amazing memories. You wonder why they never progressed in life, but they can remember details like
but
that.
If it's true, who cares?
And
right.
We don't know what is being alleged, and the person, once again, is anonymous, okay?
I love that.
I'm saying it's even that the letter does exist.
Which
or
brings
could it be Feinstein?
Me, right. Which brings me to if I were to make an entry tonight, I would have a statue, but it would be to anonymous, okay?
There you go. You're right on the day's topic. Yep.
And it would be faceless.
There you go. Kaepernick.
There you go.
That's where he should remain, anonymous in the future.
That's not very funny, but that's where we're at right now. I mean,
I don't think you're going to win tonight, Chris.
Oh, shucks.
Yeah, I guess don't hold your breath, buddy.
Inside joke.
But look at the role anonymous is playing in our lives. Anonymous this, anonymous that.
We got to stop.
And anonymous is totally credible. You can't question anonymous because anonymous is, anonymous. And this is ridiculous. And the president is absolutely right. Anonymous sources should not be used in newscasting.
It's junk. It's junk.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. But we have to have anonymous sources, otherwise we wouldn't get the information. Well, maybe the anonymous is feeding you bad information. How do you know?
In the old days, it always used to be double-checked and triple-checked before you actually printed it,
even if it
was anonymous.
In the old days,
just goes out there.
If you can't validate it, it doesn't
exist. Right.
Exactly,
it just goes
but out this there. Is just ridiculous.
Right.
Except if it fits the narrative.
Right.
Except if it fits the narrative.
And, of course, Dianne Feinstein is asking that the vote be delayed
because we'll make sure
that this is not a legitimate charge. We don't have to make sure of anything.
You also have to remember that the party did not endorse Dianne Feinstein, so she's doing everything she possibly can to grasp its straws for notoriety and to keep her name relevant.
So you're
because
saying
she's a has-been already.
By the way,
she's anonymous.
It could have come from a Chinese driver.
This is the woman who had for 20 years a Chinese spy driving her around and being you want to talk about anonymous, okay?
Wow.
And by the way,
qualifications of a loon.
She is up for re-election, but she's not running against a Republican. They have this weird system in California where the top two vote-getters in a primary go on to the general election, and they don't have to be from opposite parties. So you have her running against a Democrat in the general election in California, and that Democrat is a, for lack of a better word, Democrat socialist, much like Gillum and Ocasio-Cortez and this woman Presley, who was just elected last week, that are very far to the left. By the way, Jimmy Carter has issued a warning to the Democrat Party. And this is something we've talked about. As a matter of fact, I kind of mentioned it the other night when we had Mike Miller on the show. I said, there are some moderate Democrats who probably are kind of secretly wishing that Gillum loses. Now, Ocasio-Cortez, she's already in. She doesn't have any opponent up there. And this woman, Presley, she's in. Okay, but in these other races where you have these extreme left candidates, the moderates in the Democratic Party understand that this is not good for the party and even for the United States in the long run. And Jimmy Carter, bless his sweet little heart, has come out to actually openly say it in public. Now, we'll see how it goes over. Obviously, he's not very highly regarded in the Democratic Party, not much in America altogether.
But he's smart enough to understand the destructive aspect of socialism.
Yeah, I tell you what.
I can understand that.
He is the one lone, well, I guess you could call Alan Dershowitz kind of in this bag, too. But there are very few voices in the Democratic side who are coming out and saying, what they're doing to Trump is not right. This is, remember he was talking about how the media treats Trump and stuff, how this has never happened before, and this is, you know, this isn't really, you know, healthy. And so it is a warning for the Democrats that the farther left these people drag you, the farther away from middle America they take you.
Well, there are a lot of voices. They're all anonymous.
All right. Okay. Yeah. There we go. We have to take a break. When we come back, we got Alfred, Keith, and Danny.
We'll
get their contest entries. And I'll tell you what Adidas has done, jumped up and done. I think you'll like this more than what Nike has done anyway. All right. On the heels of what Nike has done. Did you get that?
I know where it's coming from.
I see what you did there. Sweet.
We'll be right back.
FM 105.5, AM 660. The Answer.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food. But those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It is time for the Eye of the Tiger and all of this politics stuff. Keep focus, keep our eyes on the ball, and let's get it done like we did 2 years ago in 16.
I mean, we got to dedicate this to Randy. He was so fired up. Oh, my God. Eye of the Tiger, Randy.
There you go. All right, so let's get back to the real quick before we go to the contest lines. This story just came out of Massachusetts. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, about 6 o'clock, there started being reports of explosions north of Boston in the Andover, North Andover, Lawrence area. So far, there's been over 17 separate explosions. The police are investigating. They are telling people that there may be something wrong with the natural gas line, but they really don't know what's going on. But things are just blowing up northwest of Boston.
See, that doesn't sound right.
No,
17 explosions on a gas line.
17 is an awful lot, but all of a sudden it fell apart.
Usually they can shut those gas lines down.
Started about 5:30.
They have some safeties on those, I thought.
Yeah. Anyway, they're telling homeowners to turn their gas lines off.
We'll keep an eye on that. We'll monitor that story.
I checked my guns.
Yeah. We'll monitor that story.
Hospitals have been put on alert, and Yeah.
Well, let's hope it just is a gas line problem and not some form of criminal activity or terrorism. We don't know. I'm not saying that. We're keeping an eye on that story. And we're keeping an eye on the storm as well. Let's get some contest entries in. Alfred is up next. Hey, Alfred, how you doing tonight? Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Good evening, gentlemen.
Excellent.
Alfred.
Good evening. Go ahead.
All right. Life-size statues of Kaepernick and Obama looking at each other, pointing at each other. And naturally, Pumpernickel, like I like to call him, with the disgusting socks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
his pig socks.
Obama with a cigarette in his mouth, pointing at each other, and a plaque at the bottom that says, one is an idiot, the other's insane, you pick.
That's pretty good.
One idiot, one insane. You choose.
That's funny.
All right.
That's good.
You all take care.
All right.
Thanks, Alfred.
Let's get Keith's in real quick before we have to take a break. Hey, Keith, how you doing tonight? Appreciate you calling. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just gotta say real quick, man. When I came to the Sousa movie, you guys told me to go down and find Randy.
Yeah.
I was looking around everywhere because I didn't know what Randy looked like. All I heard was a laugh behind me and turned around. I'm like, yep, there he is.
There he is. That's it. It's unmistakable, that's that for laugh. Sure. It is unmistakable. Yeah. Some people love it. Some people hate it. But that's Randy.
He's a delightful person, Chris.
You can always find Randy.
What do you mean?
Well, hey, some people love me. Some people hate me. That's the way it is, you know? No, we love Randy. Yeah, we love Randy. But that is his unmistakable laugh. Okay, go ahead. Just got enough time to get it in.
All right, well, my statue would be a hollow cop statue of Barack Copper because it always, like, gets painted with the oxidation over time.
Yeah.
And it's going to be at the I-4 store building in Altamont.
Yeah.
And the plaque on it is going to say, you didn't build that.
You didn't build that.
Oh, is that funny? Yeah, you didn't build that.
The building that hasn't been built yet.
Exactly.
All right, Keith, perfect. We appreciate it. Thanks, man.
Thanks. That was good, Keith.
God bless you.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Yep. Have a great night.
All right. Hang on, Danny. We'll get you on the other side. We'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Hurricane Florence is gradually slowing and weakening as it nears land. Florence's outer bands of wind and rain began lashing North Carolina on Thursday. Its center will approach the coast later Thursday and make landfall around the North Carolina-South Carolina line. Forecasters at the National Hurricane Center say the storm will weaken after landfall, but also linger, dumping heavy rains for days. The FBI has confirmed it's received unspecified information about Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh this week. Senator Dianne Feinstein, the top Democrat on the Senate Judiciary Committee, said Thursday she's notified federal investigators about alleged information she received concerning Kavanaugh. A Senate Democratic aide and another person familiar with the matter said it referred to an incident that occurred while Kavanaugh was high school age. On Wall Street, the Dow by 147 points. This is SRN News.
Do you suffer from back pain? Have trouble sleeping? Do you ever wish you could get a truly great night's sleep or have your own massage on demand? For 51 years, Relax and Comfort has helped people sit, sleep, and feel better every day. See why ABC, CBS, and Fox are talking about the new X10 bed. It's the perfect marriage of a Sleep Number bed and a Tempur-Pedic bed. Its cool gel memory foam comfort layers are totally adjustable from ultra soft to ultra firm for each side. Add a zero gravity base and you'll have hundreds of healthy and relaxing positions for you and your partner. Save thousands over the leading national brands. With the sustainable X10 design, you'll never need to buy another bed. Get the world's best adjustable beds and massage chairs at no interest, 0% financing. That's less than $5 a day to own. Relax in Comfort, family owned and operated over 50 years, has stores in Winter Park, Sanford, Windermere, and the Villages. Learn more, visit relaxandcomfort.com. Call 321-329-3118. That's 321-329-3118.
Folks, if you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you need to know Jerry Shepard of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service. Jerry owns and operates a state-of-the-art service center. Because you drive a Mercedes, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you'll find at Jerry's. When you need expert maintenance or repair work and want it at the best price, call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. They'll have your Mercedes humming while you skip those high dealer rates. For the dealership alternative, call 407-366-6499. Jerry'sMB.com. Business owners, this is for you. Competition is tough these days, so you need maximum visibility to stand out in this crowded landscape. And Dino Rento Studios can give you that visibility. Their eye-catching signs, 3D displays, banners, bumper stickers, and car magnets will get your business the attention you're looking for. Dino will also make your convention display the talk of the event. So call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089, 800-704-7089, or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com. Dino, R-E-N-T-O-S, Studios.com, where they bring ideas to life.
Yo, it's me. It's me. It's DDP.
Yo, it's me. DDP. Diamond Dallas Page. The king of Otter Pig. The master of the diamond cutter. The three-time world champion. And you're listening to the American Adversary Tri-Time. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. Bang!
And we're back. And we're the American adversaries.
Don't you wish the Republicans would act that tough, Randy? I would love to see that. Let's go after them right now.
Well, we got a chance to elect a couple.
And we do have a chance right now.
Right here in Florida, DeSantis, Rick Scott. Here in Central Florida, Liebnitsky, Mike Miller. Once again, we're monitoring. Let me reintroduce everybody. And it is contest Thursday. Come up with a monument for Barack Obama or Colin Kaepernick. Come up with your own if you like. And what that monument would be like and where you might want to put it. All right. And got Mike McBath in the studio along with Nick Grounds, Rick Brown. Got Captain Tom Rice in the studio with myself, Christopher Hart. Jeff is on the bridge. We are your judges tonight. 407-774-8255 is the number. We see now that the national networks are picking up this story out of Boston where there have been some 17 at least explosions.
17 across three towns, Andover, North Andover, and Lawrence.
So these are big fires, too.
Look at it. Yeah.
And this isn't some little matchstick.
And some of the houses have been literally leveled by the explosions. And what's odd is it's not one neighborhood. This is across three townships. So something very strange is going on in this area of Massachusetts. Once again, we will monitor that. If anything changes between now and 7, we'll certainly let you know. Also, we're monitoring the storm, and Captain Rice here is monitoring it very closely because his house is right in the middle of it right now.
He waved goodbye to it.
let's keep a positive thought here.
Mike. Come on, Mike.
The man is sitting right here.
I can see Daniel waving goodbye.
But Captain
That's
Rice
cold,
is...
cold, man.
Yeah, we're kidding. He's got one hell of a bedside manner, doesn't he?
Captain Rice, who has a long, distinguished career in the National Guard, his house is on the backside, the land side, west side of one of the barrier islands. And that's right where the storm is coming ashore, pretty much. And so you're just to the north end of the eye, which is not where you really want to be in a storm. And you know that as a skipper, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's the bad semicircle, the bad side of the storm, because you're fighting the winds and the rotation of the earth. So it just adds more... to the Coriolis force.
That's as bad as my statement, Tom. Now, you're in the absolute worst spot. Is that right? Oh, he really feels good about this. Thanks for coming by.
Yeah. I bet he's glad you came.
You really pepped me up today, Mike.
The good news is the storm has weakened significantly from the original category storm four predictions. As it began to come on shore, it had been reduced to a category two. And the more it gets onshore, obviously, the more the winds will weaken. However, the rain and the water will still be a problem because this storm is now also moving very slowly. It went from a forward track of about 14 miles an hour down to 5, I believe, that the last time they measured it.
That's right.
And it's sort of wobbling around, too. It's not moving distinctly in one direction. It's kind of taking on a bit of a wobble. So the people in Wilmington and these areas are going to get hit with a lot of rain, if nothing else. So once again, please hold them in your prayers. And Captain Rice, pray that his home and his neighbors' homes will come out okay after this thing. All right, so we are in the midst of our contest Thursday, and Danny is on the line. Let's get his entry. We got a couple of lines open at 407-774-8255. Howdy, Danny. How you doing tonight?
Hey, fellas. And I thought you were going to hold me over until the last contest entry.
Well, you might be if nobody else calls.
That's a good strategy.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so what's yours?
So my idea is we're going to go ahead and mimic Mount Rushmore.
All right.
We're going to have Barack Obama. We're going to have Colin Kaepernick. We're also going to add Jesse Jackson. And we're going to add Al Sharpton.
Oh, beautiful.
Jesse.
We will place that copy of it right there in Detroit.
Okay.
And we'll call it Mount Do Nothing.
Mount Do Nothing. Yeah, that's a good one. Thank you, Danny. Very good. Mount Do Nothing.
I tell you what, they don't do anything but make a lot of grief for a lot of people, that's for sure. Hey, Danny, I like that. All right.
Very good, Danny.
All right, you are in this thing. Appreciate it.
Have a good one, fellas.
All right, you too. Make sure we got your info. That's the idea, ladies and gentlemen. And but you got to get in the contest to win, and we will have a winner here shortly tonight. We'll pick that winner here in about 15 minutes, yeah. So if you want to call and get in, the lines are open at 407-774-8255. I want to go back to this governor's race here in Florida because the media are touting a bunch of polls that show Gillum ahead in this race. And of course, they're doing everything they can to make sure he stays ahead and he wins the race. But this is what we want. This is the kind of candidate that we want, because we'll send a very strong message when, presumably, we beat him. And I'm not trying to jinx anything, but Gillum is beatable. As a matter of fact, he's far more beatable than pretty much any of the other Democrat candidates they could have picked, with possible exception of this Chris Green, who is his running mate.
Chris, plus I like the fact that they're showing Gillum ahead, right? Think about this, because doesn't that inspire you to run to the polls? Because did you ever believe this character could even be anywhere out in front? So I think it's a great motivation for the Republicans. If he was way behind, we'd all go, maybe I won't go.
Yeah, true.
I'm going. this ain't not going to happen.
And believe me, these polls are also being used as push polls.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to create impressions. They're trying to either depress or encourage or whatever. It's going to be a tough race. It's probably going to be a fairly close race. Rick Scott only beat his opponents by, I think, 60,000 votes in each of his elections. Mm-hmm. Wasn't it pretty close like that,
yeah,
Rick?
Yeah, it was pretty close.
So the demographics mean that Gillum is going to get about 45% of the vote just out of the gate because of the nature of the beast. Now, maybe not quite that much, but it's going to be pretty close to it. You think I'm wrong, Rick? I mean, you're in this.
No, I don't think so at all.
So, and DeSantis, maybe about the same.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they fight over that last about 10%. So, but that's where we make a difference in the support that we get going into the election, and then, of course, the support that we give them on election day. So it's all about voting, but it's all about doing also the other little things that you can do.
And, Chris, I'll caveat that, because I think the only way that turns out different is how successful the GOP is in getting out the message of what Gillum's platform actually is.
Yes.
Right? Because that's the way the two parties break out, the Democrats and the Republicans.
Right. Yeah.
But there are a lot of Democrats, even though they don't agree with us, that aren't crazy. And Gillum's platform is insane.
Oh, yeah.
It is insane, but it is being coordinated nationally with the National Party and with the media. And they've already come out with two issues that they're going to push hard, and not just here in Florida, but all over the country. But in particular here in Florida, and you've already heard Gillum talking about these things a lot, you're going to hear a lot more about it, and that is health care, health care for everybody, expanding Medicaid here in Florida and the other things, and then also teacher pay. They're going to make this a huge issue because they see these as winning issues. These are things they can run on, and they are, issues that can be persuasive. Who doesn't want to pay a teacher more, right? right?
Depends how your taxes go, right?
We don't talk about that part.
Oh, I'm sorry. We'll leave that out.
But see, what is key to these two issues? They are very what? They are very emotional.
That's right.
Okay?
That's how they run.
Yeah, you got it, buddy. So this is actually pretty smart, in my opinion, on their part. So we better be on our game, and we better be up for this fight, or Mr. Gillum may find himself up there in Tallahassee as the governor, not the mayor. Well, this is serious business, and they got a plan, and they're coordinating this, like I said, nationally and with the media. You go down there and get you a copy of Time magazine, and guess what you're going to find on the cover? Poor old teachers need more money. And there's Mr. Gillum in there. He wants to give them more money. What's the matter with that? You got a problem with that? This is the way they're going to come at him. And DeSantis better be getting ready, because they're going to come at him hard. If he doesn't see that already, he ain't good. Let me tell you something. They're going to come with everything they got, and I know it, and I don't blame them. Because this is the way the game is played. It's up to us to be ready for it.
Well, you know what, Chris? They can play the game that way, but if we just constantly reinforce everybody with all the wonderful things that have taken place, the fact that we're a small business state, the fact we've never had a state income tax, the fact
that,
you know,
right,
and we do have good schools and universities here. You know, Mr. Gill, nice try, but you're going down the path that destroyed Cuba, Venezuela, and everything else.
Well,
nice try.
Well, I understand, but
and that's the standard story they use.
Yeah, but this is their game plan.
Oh, I agree.
Okay?
I agree, but I'm just saying.
This is
good
like
luck.
You at the NFL. If somebody came in and said, okay, here's your opponent's game plan.
Mm-hmm.
Be ready.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you're better off to defend against that offense and better off to have an offense against their defense.
Right.
If you don't know what's going on. And it's pretty obvious what they're doing here. And as I said, it's coordinated, it's calculated, and it gives them a fighting chance. So DeSantis, and we all better be ready for this, because they're coming, and they're coming hard. Okay, let's go to Joey on the line and get another contest entry in. Call us now. This is last call for contest entries before we take a break. Come back and decide who's going to win this thing. 407-774-8255. And remember, if you really want to build it, Dino Rentos can do it for
you. Exactly. You can build your own statue.
That's exactly
great.
Right. Life size, bigger than life, smaller than life.
We'll move
them
right downtown.
That's right. That's DinoRentosStudios.com. Joey, you are up next. Thank you for calling tonight. We appreciate you.
All right. All right, well, you know, what I think is that there were two statues that were facing each other, and there was a rushing guy that was doing...
What, did we lose him?
Uh-oh.
He got so excited he dropped the phone.
I think we lost.
Joey, are you there?
All right. We'll try to reconnect with him in the meantime.
Joey, where'd you go?
Yo. He's calling from New York.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and take the break. And when we come back on the other side, if you want to get in on the contest, now's the time to call at 407-774-8255. And we'll get your entry in, and then we'll decide who's going to win. We're going to do that right here next on the American Adversaries Radio Show. And please, once again, go to our brand new website. You're going to love it. I guarantee it. That's AmericanAdversaries.com. And Matt Buff is constantly adding to it and improving it. And right there on the homepage, please register for a prize drawing that we're going to be doing here in about a week. And I think you're going to really like it. We'll be right back with more of the show. That's AmericanAdversaries.com. And check out the video he put together of us on our Facebook page. That's American Adversaries. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Well, you've heard the horror stories. The couple comes home from shopping.
Oh my gosh, there's water pouring out of the ceiling fan in the living room. Henry, quick, grab a bucket.
My new wood floors. They're ruined. Gosh, I wish we had this home inspected before we signed on the dotted line.
This is Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Buying a home is the biggest investment you'll make. You have to know what you're getting into. Henry and June now have a nightmare on their hands. Don't let that happen to you. Call Firm Foundation Home Inspections before you sign on the dotted line. We'll inspect the property from roof to foundation with the latest technology to know if there are any leaks or electrical problems. You'll get a detailed report, and at Firm Foundation, we warranty our work, ensuring your peace of mind.
Don't make that big investment without calling the home inspector that more realtors use. Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Call 321-624-0254 or go online to orlandoshomeinspector.com.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
All right, that's right, folks. Final countdown. Welcome back to the show. Got a couple of final updates for you on stories that we have been monitoring. Of course, everybody's monitoring the storm Florence as it has now come ashore. It is coming ashore, and the barrier islands there in North Carolina are taking, appears to be pretty much the brunt of it, and it has slowed its momentum, its pace, and the wind speed is come down, but still a lot of, as the president said, a lot of wet with this storm, a lot of rain. And the storm surge is a problem as well, but it appears as though the primary problem from the storm is going to be the rain. And it's just going to keep coming in that area because it's going to be moving very slowly. The tracks now show it sort of wobbling around and then eventually turning toward the northeast. There is a weather pattern mm-hmm. that is coming down now, evidently from the Great Lakes area, that is going to put pressure on the storm.
Might shove it out a little bit up and out.
Yeah, and so it'll be at some point begin to move more northerly. And then there's this strange story coming out of Massachusetts area and of explosions in three townships that seem to be related to natural gas lines, but don't know. But the fact that it's spread across three townships is very odd. And now there's more.
Now there's more. The last report were there's 39 separate explosions that have happened. And a lot of fires going on. Columbia Gas services all those three towns of Lawrence, Andover, and North Andover. They're saying that it's probably overpressurization of the line, and it said that they're actively working to depressurize, but it's going to take some time to get that done. But the chief of police of Methuen, which is a neighboring town to Lawrence, said that there are in Lawrence alone there are 25 houses on fire. And they can't even see the sky for the smoke.
Rick, did you short the stock?
Yeah,
just like in movies.
This is a tragedy for those
it's
people.
It's terrible.
And their homes, literally, because these are devastating fires, and some of the homes were literally leveled by the explosions.
Yeah, it's hard to believe that could take place.
Yeah, they said that dozens of locations were confirmed to be mm-hmm. affected by the fires and explosions in the towns of Lawrence, Andover, and North Andover, but they expect that number to grow.
See, I've never heard of simultaneous right down the line.
Causing
wow.
explosions.
Yeah, that is a very strange story. Once again, we're monitoring these, and if anything else changes before we finish the show here in a few minutes, we'll let you know. All right, we do have a couple more contest entries, and then we have to choose the winner. So let's get back to the lines. Hollis is up next. Hey, how you doing tonight, Hollis? Thanks for calling.
I'm good. How are you, Chris and the gang?
Excellent. All right. Thank you.
Dianne Steinstein, I heard, have that story some weeks ago.
That doesn't surprise me that they would wait till the last minute and drop this bombshell trying to delay this whole thing. And it also says something, though, about the veracity of the story, that if she thought that it were actually true, you might think she would want to get it to the authorities as quickly as possible. So that's yeah. that's an interesting development there. Thank you for bringing that to our attention.
Yeah. Next one. When you go down 95, there's a large waste management site down there, right beside I-95.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
I want two statues of those two guys.
You're right.
Standing on the top of it, more than life size. And Kaepernick is saying to the bummer, he says, "You did build that," pointing down to the waste mountain. So that'll have their own.
He said, "He said you did build
that." Is that what you said? You did build it.
You did build it.
That's great.
Yeah,
I like that.
That's real good.
All right, Hollis. All right, make sure we got your information. That's a good one. There,
we call that Mount Refuse.
Mount Refuse.
Yeah,
that's one of the highest points in Florida.
Well, it's an appropriate place for their statues. Definitely.
Both of them.
Okay.
Cool.
All right.
Nice.
I like that.
Very good.
All right. Let's get, guys. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thanks for the update on DiFi. Let's get Eddie's contest entry in, then we're going to choose the winner. Hey, Eddie, how you doing tonight?
Hey, good evening, gentlemen. You know, Chris, you've been doing this show for what, 9 years now?
It started on our ninth year.
Well, you know, that's why you were coming close to earning, you know, the radio award that the highest anyone could be given, and that matches your initials of your name, and that's CH, because you know what? You are a majestic cat herder for all the cool cats you have in that studio. Anybody can keep going in the right direction. So it is Chris Cat Herder, our heart.
All right,
we could count on Eddie coming up with that, right?
You know, it's like wrangling lions in here.
Bring the cattle along. You know?
That's why I use this stool. I have to pick it up and use it as the whipping stool every now and then in here. All right, let's go with it. All right, go ahead.
You know, I'm going to use the statues of Rodin the Thinker, they're going to be mounted in San Francisco. And they're going to be put on the poop map so everybody can know where they're at. And one is going to be Colin Kaepernick with his big fro. And underneath his is going to be known as the sneaker. And then we're going to have Barack Obama, and his statue is going to be called the stinker.
The sneaker and the stinker.
Rodin. I think that is funny. Good one, Eddie.
Very cute. As always, you're on top of your game.
He's too good.
All right, thank you for the comments and the compliments. We appreciate you so much, Eddie. And Eddie is a member of the American Adversaries Army. And you
he's a great guy. He's come out to many of the events.
He supports us.
He's so original in his contest.
He supports us in all kinds of ways, and we appreciate it. And Gary is the newest member. Thank you, Gary, for joining the American Adversaries Army. Gary came out to when we did the Relax and Comfort
remote.
That's
exactly right. Yep.
And what are you pointing at? I can't read it.
Adidas, didn't you have a story?
Oh, the Adidas story?
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Something
I'm
about
sorry.
A heel.
Yeah. All right.
We better take the vote first.
You know, Naomi Osaka was the winner of the U.S. Open this past weekend, and everybody remembers it because of the big stink that Venus, was it Serena Williams?
It was Serena.
Serena Williams threw at the contest.
Venus is the good-looking one.
Yeah, well, okay. I'll leave that to your own judgment.
Yeah.
Adidas has awarded Osaka an $8.5 million a year apparel contract.
Really?
All she has to do is wear Adidas apparel, and she gets $8.5 million a year.
Did you see?
I'll tell you what.
And Serena, I think Serena is a Nike person. I know she supported Kaepernick.
Yeah,
so that's she's Nike.
That's like a nice little slam.
It is, isn't it? It is. And I like it.
She's on the advert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so,
that's like
so
a little slam.
Go Naomi.
Yeah, she's going to have a big fan club, and we might be wearing Adidas.
Got a phone
Who
number?
Knows?
Got a phone number, baby?
Yeah. Oh, what a sicko. Why do you watch tennis, Chris?
Do I have to say?
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's go to Jeff Sinis to find out who's going to win tonight's contest. What do you think there, Jeff?
Okay, I'm going to vote for John.
John, all right. Who had the plexiglass?
That was good.
You would look inside to see what Kaepernick has done for unity and see nothing, and what Barack Obama has been for blacks, and you would see nothing. All right, let's go to Rick Brown. Rick, what do you have to say?
I'm going with Janice. I like the scarecrows.
Whoa.
All right. So that's one for John, one for Janice. How about you, Captain Rice?
I'm going to go with Danny.
All right. So that's
the Mount Rushmore.
Wow, just
split apart. What different personalities we have here.
All right. Yeah, we got a three-way tie right now, and that brings us to Nick Grounds.
Well, I did like Janice's scarecrow, but
I think Danny's Mount Rushmore in Detroit gets it for me.
Wow. All right. He would build a facsimile of Mount Rushmore with Barack Obama, Colin Kaepernick, Jesse Jackson, and Al Sharpton, and it would be called Mount Do Nothing.
I know. That's a gang of four.
That seemed to be a theme in many of the monuments. It had nothing somewhere in there. Like John's, you would look inside and see what they did, and it would be nothing. Mount Do Nothing. Yeah. Keith had the you didn't build that one. Okay, anyway, do you mind?
I am going with Hollis. A late entry. I thought that was pretty good.
Hollis, late entry, definitely. Right. The waste management on top of waste management mound, would be Kaepernick, and he would be saying to B.O., you did build that, pointing down to the...
That was pretty cute.
All right, so Danny is ahead. You got a three-way tie for second. And so what are we going to do here?
What you going to do when they come for you? Bad boy, bad boy.
Yeah, I'm telling you what. because, you know.
You've got Danny, number one.
Yep.
And then a three-way tie for second.
Yep.
I don't know about everybody else, but I'll give a Tijuana Flats gift card to all of them.
Okay.
Look at that. We're on fire.
We can do that. And I got to go with Hollis. We're going to have a tie. So both Danny and Hollis are the winner tonight, and Janice and John will also get a runner-up prize, compliments of Rick Brown.
Give the two first place, two of those 20s I gave you.
Okay, all right. So he just sweetened the pot for the winners. All right.
Pays the play. That's what he's getting across.
It does indeed. And they were excellent entries as well.
They were. Really good.
And, yeah, very good.
Yeah, so congratulations to Hollis and the Kaepernick to B.O. You did build that, standing on top of the dump.
That is funny. That is.
And to Danny for the Mount Rushmore, and it would be Barack Obama, Kaepernick, Jesse Jackson, and Al Sharpton. It would be in Detroit and called Mount Do Nothing. And John's was excellent, too, and Janice's. They were all good. They really were.
Very good.
And I love Marvin's, the fickle finger of fate.
No, that was really good. I mean, the thing is, against him, he was first, and we forgot what he did. This was really good.
All right. Larry.
Sorry, we forgot him.
Larry Elder up next. But once again, tonight, please especially hold folks on the coast, the Carolinas coast there, in your prayers tonight, and also the people in those townships north of Boston with this natural gas disaster is going on. It's terrible. Folks are losing their homes tonight, and that is never a good thing. So please keep them in their prayer and your prayers, and we'll see you tomorrow night. Good night, everybody.
Good night.